Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, predictable as always, the MSNBC crew this morning just looking up at their banner. More fallout from the Arizona abortion ruling. Isn't it amazing? It's just the alphabet media in this country, the lamestream media, is just so predictable in how they cover these things. They want this to be the biggest story of the year. They're told by the White House, push this story out as much as you can. Scarborough and the rest of these jokers are more than happy to do that. And at the end of the day, they forget the fact that Arizona is now a purple state run by Democrats. But it is. So if there's a law that needs to be changed, the Democrats can change it. Why haven't they changed it? Why haven't they ever rescinded this law? It's not the court's fault that the law is still on the books. So I that's what I keep going back to on that. I can't not wrap my brain around that.
Yeah. I support what Arizona did, obviously, because of my stance on it and just feeling like it's not like they changed anything. They interpreted the existing law, and that's what I think a lot of people don't understand. That's why, quite frankly, I'm frustrated that Trump came out and said this needs to be fixed. I don't like that.
He said that they made a mistake.
They made a mistake. They did not.
I don't agree with that. I'm not on board with that. I don't think they did. But it'll get remedied. I do believe that. And they're happy to let it sit out there with stupid headlines like that to rile up the left in hopes they can get a better turnout of their base coming up in November. That's it. Plain and simple. The majority of Americans do not want abortion on demand up until the ninth month. They just don't. And I think they're going to see that, I hope, in November. By the way, tomorrow we're going to talk to our friends from Missouri Right to Life, I understand, because there's a deadline coming up for these people who are out trying to collect signatures for this abortion initiative petition that would enshrine abortion in the state of Missouri's constitution. And we need to do everything we can to stop that, right, including initiative petition reform. But the folks at Right to Life have some thoughts on it as well. We're going to get them on here tomorrow morning chatting about that. Coming up, Shannon Bream. Sure, she's got some thoughts on that Arizona decision by the courts because that's a big one. Plus, I want to ask her about the student loan cancellations the Biden administration still trying to do. We'll get to that coming up. First, the shortlist, please, Carl.
The Mark Cox shortlist.
I think this needs to be a wake-up call for our city, for our region, that this is our brand. This is our name. This is how people think of St. Louis.
Yeah, that's Alderwoman Kara Spencer. She leads the progressive wing of the Board of Aldermen and can't understand why a national organization would say downtown St. Louis is in a death spiral.
Netanyahu must go. That, to me, will rectify all the mistakes. If the people of Israel get rid of Netanyahu, he is a mistake.
Yeah, that's Jim Clyburn there. Of course, he's trying to get rid of one of our chief allies and thinks that by dabbling in their politics, he can somehow satisfy some of the crazies who are protesting here in the U.S.
Mr. President, did Arizona go too far?
Yeah, they did, and that'll be straightened out. And as you know, it's all about states' rights. That'll be straightened out.
Yeah, the question there, did Arizona go too far? No, the court made a ruling on a law that's still on the books. They didn't go too far for political reasons. They just interpreted the law.
Call this something
funny. Fox News. I don't talk to Fox News.
At a rally in your district, people were chanting death to America. Do you condemn?
Not talk to Fox News. But
wow, how about that? Rashida Tlaib gets caught walking down the hall. Hillary Vaughn from Fox News runs up to her with a microphone and asks her, people in your home state were chanting death to America yesterday. Do you condemn that? And instead, she just condemns Fox News. That's... She won't answer the question as to whether or not she condemns chants of death to America.
Yep. Because she feels like she's condemning her supporters because her supporters are the ones doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's true. This happened. What did I say it was? It was in Dearborn, Michigan, I believe, is where that happened. You had these people sitting out on the square at a rally. And in the background, you could hear the chants of death to America in America. How's that happening, and how does a sitting congresswoman not comprehend that that is not acceptable? That you, it's just not right. I mean, I would be for rounding them up and giving them an option on which crap hole country they'd like me to drop them off in. And we could do it with a parachute. We didn't have to land. We'll just fly over top and chuck you out the Boeing missing door.
This is getting more dramatic by the second. First, now they're in a parachute. Now we're chucking them out. I'm not saying I'm against it. I saw someone driving yesterday in St. Charles County with the Free Palestine spray painted or whatever on the back of their windshield.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Love free speech, but there's a limit to it if you're talking about death to America. And my question is for Christopher Wray, if I had a chance to ask him this question, did we have any agents in the crowd? That may be a crowd you'd want to have some agents in, chanting death to America as opposed to trying to save America from itself, I would think.
I mean,
or at school board meetings. Right. And trying to investigate parents who dare to question the left wing policies of the school board, which we know they've done.
We were talking yesterday, and I think you made a good point saying, how is this any different from any other threat? Like, you can't yell fire if you're in a movie theater. You can't get up on an airplane and say bomb. You can't say, if you said like death to this airplane on an airplane, I mean, why would this be treated any differently if people are chanting death to America?
Yeah, that's a good question. But the point here being that a sitting U.S. Congresswoman, Rashida Tlaib, member of the squad, refuses to condemn what happened. And if you missed it, I wanted you to hear what happened the other day. Listen.
We've been asked in the past, why are our protests on the International Day of Quds, why are they so anti-America? Why don't we just focus more on Israel and not talk so much about America? Gaza has shown the entire world why these protests are so anti-America. Because it's the United States government that provides the funds for all of the atrocities that we just heard about. And this is why Imam Khomeini, who declared the International Day of Quds, this is why he would say to pour all of your chants and all of your shouts upon the head of America.
Al-Mawti America!
Let me interpret death to America. Lucky I wasn't a police officer in that crowd. That's all I can say. All right, coming up, Shannon Bream, Fox News Sunday host. We just had one of her Sunday guests on the air here. Will Scharf is apparently going to join her on Sunday. And we're going to talk to her about that Arizona abortion ban and, of course, the student loan forgiveness plan that's already, I thought, been turned down by the Supreme Court. Shannon's coming up next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So yesterday, women and men, Republicans, independents, Democrats woke up to a situation in which the Arizona Supreme Court reimposed this 1864 ban. It's insane. It's egregious. It's an affront to our freedom.
Shannon is gonna hurt.
Get up, baby. Get up.
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Fox News Sunday. All right, Shannon, back with us. How are you, my friend?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. That was the Arizona Attorney General I played there, Chris Mays, who's all up in arms over this decision by the Supreme Court. But Shannon, I watched this as not an attorney, but I think to myself, all the court did was interpret whether or not that law was still valid. And they didn't make a political decision. They said, listen, if the legislature wants to change this, that's up to you, right? Am I right about that?
Yes, that is what they said. They said, listen, we're constitutionally bound to recognize this law. Yes, the attorney general and others in the state have said, we're never going to enforce this, but it's still on the books. And they said the legislature has not acted to affirmatively codify some right to abortion or recognition of that. So short of that, we had no choice to but recognize this is still a valid law that's on the books. Not that we wholeheartedly endorse the merits of it or anything else, but like you said, they really, you know, the justices 4-2, so they didn't have a choice.
I thought so. I mean, Donald Trump came out and said he thought they got it wrong. I don't know that they did, but the Democrats control the governorship, the attorney general's office, and it's about 50-50 in the legislature. So they have the ability to change that if they want to.
Yeah, and we've heard from Democrats and Republicans there in Arizona who say, we're going to do something legislatively to tackle this, to get it up to date. to get something that, you know, has exceptions, that, you know, obviously is not a full and complete and total ban on abortion. So it's up to them legislatively to do so, but it does sound like there's bipartisan agreement there within Arizona that they want to do something as an update or answer to what the court's done.
Shannon, I wanted to ask you about this student loan forgiveness program, because Joe Biden's still out there bragging about how he's canceling student debt. Help me understand how he's doing with this when the Supreme Court already said you can't do that.
Well, the framework that they used that was challenged at the Supreme Court was a little bit different, and it was sweeping, and it was broad, and it was just sort of this huge, we're going to have this forgiveness plan. What they're doing now is going program by program, using different statutes, doing smaller groups, and kind of doing it piecemeal. So the court said, you can't do this big sweeping thing. You don't have the authority to do that. But what they are doing is going to these smaller groups and saying, these are ways that we can use a different statute, a different regulation to give some relief here. So it's going to be smaller. It's not going to cover enough people. But the fact is, they get the headlines for doing it, which obviously in an election year, you know, you want to attract young voters, especially Democrats, want to get them fired up. But what's happening is, for a lot of younger people, they're saying, listen, the statutes that they're using and what they're doing are helping, you know, people like, you know, policemen or people who've paid for 20 years without missing a payment. The younger people think it's not actually trickling to them the way this administration is doing it. So they actually want to see more. You're getting the headlines about student loans, but young people say it's not actually helping us in our 20s.
So could the Supreme Court come back and make a ruling that would then say he can't even do it the way he's doing it now?
It's possible. I understand there are some states that are already challenging this or gearing up their legal fights to say, we're going to go back at this just like we did the last time around.
Yeah, I think Missouri may be one of them. In fact, just a few minutes ago, one of the attorney general candidates here, Will Scharf, joined us in studio to talk a little bit about his race. And of course, he's also an attorney for President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And he believes he might be a guest on Fox News Sunday this weekend.
Yeah, we're talking with him about that. We would love to have him come because, you know, ahead of the trial next week, the criminal trial that starts in New York, that was the very first indictment we all remember with Alvin Bragg. That case is actually here. That one actually carries potential jail time. So we'll talk with him about that. And also the Supreme Court going to hear just within a matter of days the immunity case at the federal level, too. So, yeah, we hope Will be with us on Sunday.
Yeah, that's huge. I also saw on SCOTUS blog about the January 6th defendant asking the Supreme Court to throw out that obstruction charge. If they did, and I know that's not the only thing he was charged with, that would also impact the case against Donald Trump, right?
Yeah, his legal team has argued that, and many other January 6th defendants as well who were charged with this particular obstruction charge. So the court will hear that next Tuesday, I believe it is. And what happens is, if that case is thrown out, it could impact hundreds of cases, and it does include the charges that Jack Smith has brought against President Trump. So that's been one of his team's arguments as well about why his case should be delayed, because they say that obstruction decision from the Supreme Court actually could benefit him if it goes in his favor.
Wow. And none of that, though, might not be decided for, what, 2 more months? I mean, June is when we may hear about some of this.
Exactly. I mean, I would expect the immunity decision, which has been fast-tracked, that case was added in late in the game. All of those things are due by late June, early July, but that's a significant delay and a win for the Trump team in that it buys them more time. But it also means that some of these decisions could land just as we're getting ready to go into the convention.
That's crazy. Just crazy. Shannon, have you ever seen anything quite like this?
I don't think I have, but I've stopped being surprised by anything. I think all of us have stopped being surprised. Like, okay, we are now unsurprisable.
Yeah, I'll bet very much so. Shannon Bream, thank you. We'll be watching Sunday.
See you Sunday. Thanks,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And they get to see Will Scharf on there, who was in studio with us a short time ago. That's cool. All right, Griff Jenkins. We get to get to the man coming up here in just a little while. He's in D.C. He's working hard today covering the new DEI hire and her controversial statements at the State Department. We'll get to that next.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Culture of misogyny has allowed men to act without consequence, and it becomes part of what we believe is normal, right? and that in order to make any change, we've literally got to be about the work of dismantling that traditional structure at every juncture. But how do you do that and appear to be a get-along person or a good team worker? And, you know, for some reason, there's also this very negative stereotype of feminists as being angry people who just don't smile and don't know how to have a good time. And I think, unfortunately, guess what? We have great time.
We have a great time rooting out the misogyny in the State Department. That is Zakiya Carr Johnson, appointed by the Biden administration to be the head of diversity, equity, and inclusion at the State Department, with a stated bias clearly toward men, and clearly there's a little bit of a racial aspect there. They got Matthew Miller, who's a spokesperson for State, to comment on the new DEI guidelines at the State Department, trying to calm everyone's nerves that there's no there there. Listen.
It's a standard government practice to try to encourage just people just to be respectful of others and use the terms that with which others are comfortable and talk to people the way that they would like to be addressed and nothing more than that.
Does the secretary or anyone else in the building have an issue with the phrase ladies and gentlemen?
I do not have I do not have any problem with the term ladies and gentlemen, and I feel fully confident saying the secretary does not either.
So you got to use proper pronouns. You might get in trouble with your with the chief DEI officer at the State Department if you're not saying they, them, z, zim, whatever you've cooked up or made up that day.
If you can't say ladies and gentlemen, I mean, seriously, are you supposed to say good morning to all the they, thems, the its, the z's, the zims, the zers? I feel like I'm in a Dr. Seuss book, like the zip zorps and the, like, what are we doing?
How about good morning, crazy people?
Also, that would be an option.
I don't know where they're going with this, but I guess this is the new reality. I mean, and here's the thing: if you don't vote, like I said that before the April election, and voter turnout sucked, and all that tells you is people just didn't care enough to stop by the polls and vote. They can't argue they didn't know there was going to be an election. There were street signs on every corner, whether they were for your candidate or my candidate or whatever. They knew. But what we've discovered here is that people are almost single-issue voters in a lot of cases. For you, it might be abortion. And if that's not on the ballot, You don't really care, mm-hmm. right?
Or they don't have kids in the district and they just don't think it doesn't affect me.
Well, I'm just talking about in general. I mean, in any election, if you think that there's an abortion issue on the ballot, that might motivate you or it might not. Maybe it's taxes. But I'll tell you, those issues are on the ballot every time there's an election because people with opinions on diversity, equity, and inclusion or pro-life or guns or any of that, it's always on the ballot, always on the ballot. But people opted not to turn out.
My parents went door to door and they were saying that at least one person was like, oh, okay, well, thank you for letting me know because now I know at least one of the names on the ballot. I mean, sure, people might be out and about driving and it's hard to miss all the big signs, but I don't think people are paying attention. I think people just try to avoid a lot of this stuff. Anything that's controversial, I feel like quite a few people now just can't seem to handle it. And that's why they have to come out with a new Scrabble that's less stressful because people can't handle the controversial competition. I mean, this is the Looney Tune world that we're living in right now.
The best estimate that we can come up with from looking at Missouri Ethics Commission records and in-kind donations and all of that is that The leftist activists in St. Charles spent about $130,000 on the school board elections that were contested there. Mm-hmm. And the people opposing it spent about $30,000.
I mean, they had billboards for
so
Francis
they were
Howell.
Outspent by $100,000. And they also got all of the people who they represent and motivated them to vote because they didn't have work that day, but they did have a personal development day. And I'm not saying every teacher voted for everybody the NEA or the teachers' organizations endorsed, but they went to the schools anyway, which is where a lot of the polling places were, and they voted because they had to be there anyway.
Didn't the latest article in the Post-Dispatch that included your name in it try to make the argument that it wasn't about the fact that those NEA-backed candidates outspent? I mean, that's completely contradicts the information that you have,
which I obviously trust you. But you know there are dollar amounts attached to it, and then there are things that are more intangible that you can't see. Like every time Channel 4 or Channel 5 or Channel 2 or, of course, the Post-Dispatch or the Riverfront Times, for that matter, covered anything to do with Francis Howell School District or Wentzville School District and issues about transgender bathrooms or curriculum in the Black history studies at Francis Howell, anytime they covered those stories, the angle they took is that the conservative candidate or the conservatives who came to speak there were some kind of terrorists daring to challenge the simple love of education of these teachers and the fact that they're just trying to learn and they just want to teach these students. And how dare you go in there with an opinion that's different than theirs? That's the angle the news took. You can't buy coverage like that. It's hard to put a price on the value of the constant drumbeat of negativity generated by the media about those issues. And what the Post pointed out, and it's the prevailing attitude among the media in the mainstream media in St. Louis as well, is that you were only partisan if you disagreed with them. Wasn't partisan of them to go cover those stories in a partisan way. It was partisan of you if you disagreed with the way they were covering them. And therefore, people rejected partisan politics in the election, which is the biggest bunch of hogwash you're going to hear this year. Well, maybe not. We haven't gotten to November yet. But you see how it went. You can't put a dollar amount on that. What if they'd had to buy ads on Channel 2, 4, 5, The Post, the Riverfront Times, anybody else that covered them? Hundreds of thousands of dollars is what that would have cost them. Well, combined, maybe $100,000. I mean, it would have cost them a lot of money to buy that ad, but they didn't need to because they got the coverage they needed. They accomplished their goal by painting anybody who disagreed with them as an extremist. And it's just hogwash for them to argue that they didn't get outspent and in every single way possible on that election. They got exactly what they wanted, and they'll try to do it again next time. This is the answer. You either get your butt out of the seat and you go vote, or we move these elections to August or November when there's better voter turnout, just in general, because those elections are more likely to encompass the single issue voters who will go ahead and go to the polls because they think their issue's on the ballot. I argue it's always on the ballot, but you can't get that through their thick brains.
I support moving it, but it makes me sad. The reason why is because people, I guess, are quite frankly lazy. I know that there are people who are really sick and they can't get out of bed. They don't have a ride. I understand there are reasons that would make it very difficult to get to the polls.
Yep.
But if you are able-bodied and you just didn't take 5 minutes out of your day, that is awful.
Shame on you. You honestly. And you get what you get. You get what you voted for sure. All right. We had trouble getting a hold of Griff for some reason. I don't know. Maybe if he's in a hearing of some sort or what's going on. Maybe he's stuck in a Capitol hearing room. We'll get to more on that for you coming up. I'll find out from Griff what's going on. And we'll be back right after this.
Whatever you want to call it, catch and release. We lock someone up. District attorney puts bail on them. The judges let them go to walk our streets again. It's a broken system. We're seeing that we're locking up the same people over and over again. And it has an effect on our law enforcement officers. It has an effect on our law-abiding citizens. And it has a negative effect on the actual or perceived image of public safety.
Wow. A New York Police Department Commissioner, Edward Caban, slamming the progressive bail reform laws and all that stuff up in New York, because they're seeing exactly what we saw in St. Louis under Kim Gardner. It's falling apart for the left. America sees through their garbage. Nobody wants to live like an animal. Nobody wants to live like that. Where people get caught, they get slapped on the wrist and turned right back out into the public. And maybe they wake up to it someday. Speaking of which, people getting arrested, Kim St. Ange. Been to Planet Fitness lately?
No.
Planning to go anytime soon?
Definitely not.
Might see some interesting stuff there. Planet Fitness member arrested after going into the ladies' locker room completely naked. And when they asked him what he was doing, he said he felt like a woman. He looks like a real beauty, too.
He looks really high on something.
Yeah, yeah. He was completely naked, dancing around, showing his stuff off to women, including apparently underage women. And somebody called 911, and he was arrested on a charge of indecent exposure and booked into the Gaston County Jail last Thursday. His online inmate entry identifies him as a male.
What? They didn't use proper pronouns?
Looks like a male. Clearly the estrogen hadn't kicked in yet because he's got a beard.
They called him a he?
Yeah. Yeah. His arrest came after an alarmed woman at the Gastonia Planet Fitness called 911 to report there was a naked man in the women's locker room. I thought that was club policy.
I thought that can't you be, I mean, it's kind of weird, but can't you be naked in a lot of these gym locker rooms?
Sure.
I know people are, so I'm actually surprised that Planet Fitness didn't come to his defense and be like, whoa, she is allowed to be here as long as this person thinks he's a woman. By all means, dance around.
Is this place just going to go bankrupt because they won't change their stupid bathroom policy? People are fleeing that place. Isn't this the place that then they dropped their fee from like $10 a month to $1 just trying to get people
what?
To come back?
It is?
I thought I read that. I think that's the same place.
Oh my gosh.
Now Kim wants to go.
You might get to go there for a dollar and see a site. That's better than the strip club. Costs you several dollars at the strip club.
Jeez.
You just don't even have to take your singles into this place. Unbelievable. Hey, by the way, we're going to continue after the show's over here in a couple of minutes. We're going to kick up the Facebook Live, have a little bit of a happy hour sample this morning of what's going to happen next Thursday at the Spring Bourbon Fling. It's going to be out at the Clayton Wine House. There are tickets available. They're only $35. You get to sample all this great bourbon and wine and hang out with me and Kim and maybe Carl Middleman, depending on how the Blues do the next few days. And it's going to be great. Plus, you have a chance to win some raffle items. Everybody gets a free raffle ticket when they walk in. Join us, please. Go to 971talk.com and get signed up today. Buy your tickets before they are hard to get. We'll see you back here live on Facebook Live in just a couple of minutes. Have a great Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.